Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
And I'm still sick.
And I'm fighting it. You didn't have a voice like... you barely have a voice now.
Yeah, the voice is come and gone. Mm-hmm. The coughing is come and gone. And all of the lovely viscous fluids have...
Those are not good words.
No, it's gross.
Yeah, you're gross. And I'm fighting it. My teacher immune system can only do so much, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of the fun of traveling. You often...
Yeah, that's true. You get, like, overtired.
You often get overtired and mm-hmm. you're exposed to new germs and stuff. I don't know what it is, if it's the flu or if it's COVID or if it's just a cold, but...
Yeah,
I've been in a bad way.
You so. Have been. You tested negative for COVID, but we also know those don't pick up everything. And
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you've been pretty rough. But so we are going to do our New Year's episode a week later than intended, but that's okay.
Yeah,
it's still the new year.
I was thinking we'd maybe do a double header, but we're just going to get through this without coughing as much as possible.
So we apologize for sounding weird.
Especially I always sound
weird.
That
is true. Okay, well, since we're back, Happy New Year, Brandon.
Happy New Year. That's way too high pitch for my throat now.
Don't do that. And what are you currently drinking?
Delicious coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Warm coffee. So good.
Yeah. You've basically just been drinking tea or coffee for like the last, I don't know how many days.
And water.
And lots of water. And soup. You've been having lots of soup.
Soup. Good soup.
I am also having coffee. Also, well, I was going to say, what is your nerd thing this week? Do you have a nerd thing this week? Other than just like trying not to die?
Mostly trying not to die.
Yeah.
I did buy a new Mario game to celebrate the soft opening
of
Mario Land at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
So
you haven't gotten to play it yet.
No.
I think I might
do that today.
Oh, that might be good. Yeah, I like that you're feeling up to playing games again. It's were not even willing to do that.
It's Paper Mario,
mm-hmm.
the Origami King, which came out a while ago, but it was on sale, which doesn't happen too often to Nintendo games, so.
Well, I'm glad you got it then. That'll be fun. I like being in the room while you're playing. I went back to work, and it's now finals diploma time. It's my students' last week of school coming up, so I'm really, really, really trying not to get sick. And they start a diploma exam, so I've been just marking.
Well, you sound just in better shape marking. Than I did.
I really do. And I am in better shape than I was yesterday. So,
well, that's a good sign unless it dips again.
We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, so I've just been marking, lots of marking. And then I've been playing a little bit of Animal Crossing between our trip and then me going back to work. I had a few days and I started a new Animal Crossing island again. Well, I started redoing one of my Animal Crossing islands again.
Yay.
Basically, I just swap between that and Disney Dreamlight Valley and occasionally Pokemon. Mm-hmm. We have any... Well, I was normally here, we'd have like our latest episode of Marvel or anything like that. But instead, we have a Star Wars trailer you said is going to be coming out. The new Mandalorian trailer.
We can talk about that in the news. We have something else we can do Disney content wise.
Okay.
We can do a mini movie review because we just watched a Disney movie last night.
Yeah, we watched Strange Worlds last night.
Yeah.
The movie that no one heard of. It even literally, there was like a photo op in Disneyland when we were there, and people were like, "What's that for?"
Well, I mean, I joked about that.
Yeah,
I don't know
there were people who were like looking and being like, "Oh."
Anyway, it was poorly advertised, and there was some controversy due to the content, which is dumb. So
yeah.
I'm not even going to talk about it. Okay. But
what'd you think?
It was fine.
Yeah, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I think it's a shame they decided not to advertise it. It's not going to be a, I don't know, amazing movie that sticks with you for the next... Like, there was nothing exceptional, exceptionally
the
amazing.
The plot's pretty straightforward,
mm-hmm.
and the animation style is really good, though.
Yeah, I did like that. I didn't... Like, there was nothing wrong with it. They just didn't advertise it.
It's like very Jules Verne,
yeah.
Arthur C. Clarke, retro futuristic,
which I like.
It's just
like
very
that.
Cool,
mm-hmm.
like steampunky stuff.
And there was like ties into like mythical, legendary type things, which were really cool. And
yeah,
I don't know. And I like the dog.
I give it a like a solid B minus.
I give it a solid B.
And the dog was a great sidekick.
The dog was great. But yeah, I liked like the family dynamics and relations between characters and stuff like that. I thought was really good. There was a very dad joke, like dad awkward. Like, I like that. I think they did a good job with that.
He's like the Phil from Modern Family.
He literally was like the Phil from Modern Family. That's a great example. So I liked all that. And yeah, it was a shame they didn't do anything with it, because I think it would have done better than Lightyear, which I know was their...
Yeah, and I think that's what scared them in the first place. I don't know.
I don't know what was going on.
But anyway, like, yeah, if you like a... want to turn your brain off for an hour and a half and
watch a cute
animated movie, it's fine.
It's a solid recommend.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it better or worse than Turning Red? I understand that Pixar and Disney, I get that, but that was another... That was the last animated one we just
watched. I liked it about the same as Turning Red. Okay. I think Turning Red was probably slightly better, but not like...
It's in the same category?
Yeah.
I'd agree. I did like Turning Red more, but I think they're in the same category.
I liked the Dungeons & Dragons Onward.
Oh, yes. I really liked Onward. Yeah.
More
and
than
that one.
Both of those.
I also agree. Onward... failed through no fault of its own or anything like that, because it came out a week before everything shut down.
Not even.
Yeah.
It was like 5 days or something.
So
it was
like
March. It came out on March 12th, and like March 16th was when everything shut down.
Yeah, so that one really just got lost in the COVID chaos. But I do agree. I think Onward was really, really good. That one would rank higher than those last two for me. I was just thinking of ones we watched on Disney
and
Plus.
we haven't seen Buzz Lightyear yet.
No, we have not. That was another option we talked about last night, or mentioned last night. But yeah, we will.
So I can't compare it to that. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, good.
So let's
head to the news.
Let's go to the news.
Disney A News Update.
Speaking of things we haven't gotten to yet, the complete Willow series is now available for streaming on Disney Plus.
Yes, we want to rewatch the old movie before we watch the series. Mm-hmm.
You can just call it the movie. You don't need to
say the word old in there.
It's
not necessary. You know how old you are without saying it.
I saw somebody posted a meme about like how old a bunch of the Disney Renaissance films were. It was like Beauty and the Beast just turning 32, all this horrible stuff. Like, and I'm like, yeah, the math makes sense, but also...
Shut up.
Just shut up. Just stop it right now.
I laugh so hard because I'm on, of course, the Disney Dreamlight Valley, all the Facebook groups and stuff like that. And now that we have Buzz and Woody and now we have Stitch in the game, where that was the last content, people are like, okay, well, in February, a new Star Path is going to come out. Maybe we'll have new character then. Who do you think it'll be? And someone's like, I want some from the really old movie, like Belle. Or, and I was like, the really old movie? Sit down and shut up. Yeah. It's like, well, we already have Ariel.
just take Solas and all these young kids, and they don't even know how to use a phone.
That's true.
Or if it's not a cell phone with everything programmed in, they can't even figure out how to dial a number.
Yeah, like they couldn't go on their phone and dial a number. No. They have to like click mom or whatever. Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I am more tech savvy than my students. And
Because everything's too easy now. So if you actually have to.
Because they grew up with it, they didn't have to learn how any of it worked. And
young,
I'm not.
You lucky. Young kids. Old man shaking his fist in a cloud.
And I am not that tech savvy of a person. But yeah, I Googled something that wasn't working for a student the other day, and they were
and
like,
you were like a wizard?
So confused. I'm like, I Googled it. I'm like, okay, anyway, other news. Avatar, speaking of movies and stuff that are out, we didn't watch it.
Have not watched it yet. We wanted to go this last week because it was still at our closest theater. 3 weeks it was at that theater.
That's impressive.
Which it's gives you some sort of indication as to how successful it's been, although they also had Puss in Boots for 3 weeks.
Oh.
But that's also been pretty successful for counter-programming.
Nice.
Like, it's done fairly well for
that's good.
Part three of a spin-off of Shrek.
Right.
That's doing fine. Avatar didn't open as big as, like, say, most Marvel movies.
But it had staying
in
power.
North America, anyway.
Hmm.
But it also was released over the Christmas holidays, so that means it can last longer, and it's doing, like, absolute gangbusters.
That's awesome.
Overseas. Good for it. All the reviews say it's kind of, like, very similar to the first. The plot's kind of lame, but the effects and 3D are amazing.
Do you think we'll get to watch it?
It's going to stick around in theaters for a long time.
Yeah. We have a trip to a nearby city coming up in a couple weeks. It might be in the...
So, like, it's going to stick in, like, the main theaters for longer than most movies do. And then the second run, like, movie mill type of situation, it'll be there.
Good.
We...
Because I want to see it, and I want to see it.
We have to see it in theaters. We're not going to see Black Panther in theaters. No. We're going to wait for streaming for that. Well, and that's kind of too bad,
soon,
but...
yeah.
Avatar, it's, like... a completely different experience.
Yes. I did want to watch Black Panther in theaters. It didn't work out, but I'm okay watching it at home. Avatar, I would watch it at home, but it's not, like, kind of why.
Well, normally these big movies we'd rewatch, like, for the sequel, we'd rewatch the first one. I have zero desire to rewatch Avatar 1.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay. Maybe if it was in theaters, like, they have re-released it a lot. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, and definitely not my... I really like the 3D. Kind of a lame movie.
Fair enough. I remember that came out the same time as How to Train Your Dragon, and everyone was like, why is Avatar so... like, people freaking out for that. How to Train Your Dragon is so good in comparison. And they were both, like, the fish out of water and, like, the land around you. And, yeah, it was funny. And I was like, what a weird comparison. But...
yeah, that is kind of weird, but...
but I think those were the two movies that released at the same time.
All down to the visual spectacle, which, you know what? It counts.
Totally. We love visual spectacle.
It's part of the movie.
So speaking of movies and shows and stuff like that, let's talk, we've got a bunch of news. We're just going to do some highlights here. Let's talk shows and such. You sent me that it has been confirmed there will be a Phineas and Ferb revival on Disney Plus.
That was, like, one of the best... Disney Channel animated series.
I'm maintaining that it is the best. Of that era.
Yeah, of, like, the mid-2000s type of thing. Like, after, like, you have your DuckTales and Darkwing Duck way back in the day in
that,
like,
was
the 90s. Those are different.
Yeah.
Different level. But, yeah, Phineas and Ferb's, like, a shockingly good show.
So, so good.
Loved it. The only other animated show, but I think that's Nickelodeon, would be The Fairly Odd Parents that I quite enjoyed.
Oh, we did
too.
Watch that a lot. Yeah. I think you might be right. That might be Nickelodeon. But I remember we watched that a lot in university. That and Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm actually really excited about this. Definitely going to watch Phineas and Ferb.
Like, did they move on to a different summer or something?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because if you haven't seen it before, the whole plot of Phineas and Ferb is they're on summer vacation. So the whole series takes place over one summer. And each day they decide to do something, like build a weird contraption or something, because they're like child geniuses or something. And
Doofenshmirtz is, like, my favorite quote-unquote villain in the world, and, like, the quote-unquote is because he's not a villain.
Well, he is, but like, he's kind of he's a Doofenshmirtz.
He's a Doofenshmirtz. Yeah. I just want to see more Doofenshmirtz, honestly. And Perry.
And he's also a wholesome father. Like, he treats his
really
daughter
is.
Really well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
He's, like, so wholesome. He's right up there with Phil from Modern Family, actually. He's, like, oh, he just needs a hug, honestly.
But yeah, Phineas and Ferb. That's cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right on.
We have a new Ant-Man trailer.
Yeah.
It's much more different than the last Ant-Man trailer.
You know Ant-Man, that funny guy that has all the jokes and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in line with that fun Guardians movie, hey? That's coming out.
Yeah, so
I'm not
Phase 4 was, like, kind of, like, doing weird stuff. You got Wanda creating her own TV show.
Yeah.
And all the weird stuff going on.
Loki.
Phase 5 is going to be, like, everybody dies, I think. Like, that's what they're going for. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's your fun aspects was, like, Guardians and... Ant-Man was, like, really lighthearted and just, like, a good time, and we've got these two movies coming out in the first half of 2023, and I'm, like, I'm intending to wear waterproof mascara and bring a box of Kleenexes. Like, this looks really dark and upsetting, and everyone is gonna die, and I'm not okay.
Yeah, they're definitely striking a minor chord with the start of Phase 5 to, I don't know, build up Kang as someone that's equal to or scarier than Thanos.
Yeah. Well, I guess that is news, is with Black Panther ending now and now moving into 2023, we are officially moving into the Phase 5
now. Yes.
And yeah, it's phase four, I get, was the transitional year, but man, I mean, the transitional, well, it's basically a year, but transitional time. But like, I'm,
it was like 2 years.
There's with much trepidation this one coming up. The trailer looks awesome and upsetting, I guess, is where I'm at with this.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. We'll see. I don't think, well, I don't know. It's basically all speculation at this point.
Mm-hmm.
The way the trailer was leaning makes me think that they were trying to make you think someone dies too much, that they won't die.
Yeah.
But there's going to be some death.
Yeah, like it seemed very much like in Age of Ultron, where they set up Hawkeye to die and then he didn't, but like someone else did. Like,
that was a Whedon move.
Though. That was a Whedon move. That's true. But trailers like doing stuff like that. But you never know. Like, look at No Way Home. They were setting up, make it look like Aunt May was going to die, and
that's true.
But she was the Uncle Ben version, and. Yeah. They have to. It's kind of a thing. So
yeah, Spider-Man needs a parental figure yeah. to die.
Apparently.
Otherwise, he's not Spider-Man.
Apparently. And I guess the other thing is, looking at what's coming in Phase 5 and 6, you do assure me that just because someone dies doesn't mean they stay dead.
Yeah, we got Secret Forest to look forward to, and we get lots of happy, fun, crazy action stuff to go.
Yeah, so. And maybe this whole time Ant-Man was a not really a human. Maybe he was a Skrull.
Well, there's that too. Secret Invasion could be really wacky.
I don't want everyone to die. I love them. I'm like emotionally attached to these fictional characters. Okay. Speaking of trailers, you told me that the Mandalorian Season 3 trailer is coming out. Well, this episode comes
today.
Out Monday. So today, yeah. So
not today when we're recording, but today when this is out, yes. It's supposed to, for the people that follow the football. Not the European...
American football.
Football, but the American foosball NFL.
Oh, yes.
Foosball's the devil! that's a classic reference there. Anyway, it's wild card weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't actually followed who's been winning and losing. Whatever. But there is a football game on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big playoff games. And they are going to release... Because it's on ESPN, which is owned by Disney, and they're going to release the trailer for Mandalorian during, I don't know, halftime or whatever.
We will be watching, not the football, but we will watch the trailer.
Yeah. I only really watch the Super Bowl.
Me too. You might watch occasional highlights.
Yeah, I keep up with it, and I kind of know some things. Like, I don't know, sports are fun.
I like, I watch Super Bowl for the commercials and the snacks.
Snacks are the best part.
So yes, I'm excited. The last, we had Season 3 trailer out during D23, I think, right? Or around then? It's been a while, though.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't much,
good.
It wasn't much of a trailer. It was mostly, like, previous clips.
Yeah. Speaking of, we can talk about this later, but we saw The Mandalorian.
Yes, we did.
And Grogu.
Yes, we'll talk about that later.
But he's so cute.
Okay.
Okay, so let's talk Disneyland news, because there are some big Disneyland news. The French Market is being rethemed to Tiana's Palace. This makes sense. This is coming by the end of 2023, so it will be ahead of the retheming of Splash Mountain.
Yeah, they're closing it down shortly, including your Mint Julep Bar.
Yep.
So people will be a little sad to have that for a while, but... It is what it is. The Mint Julep Bar is going to be untouched. It's just, like, close by to the construction.
Yeah.
So
they'll have a scrim in front of it or whatever.
They'll just block it off. That'll still serve your Mickey beignets and mint juleps. Mm-hmm. And then the French Market was actually kind of the inspiration for Tiana's palace in the movie. They kind of used the same facade.
Mm-hmm. Very reminiscent of that, like, style of architecture.
Yeah. And like, of course, the French Market was based... on New Orleans architecture, right. So it all works. This doesn't surprise me at all. I was surprised that they hadn't announced a Tiana's restaurant. Like, you're making a ride based on that movie, and big thing is she has a restaurant, and you have lots of restaurants in Disneyland, and it it was a no-brainer.
When
so.
They opened the shop, people thought they were going to remake that into, like, a little grab-and-go restaurant, even, just to be like, you're going to do a restaurant here, right? Like, this makes sense. And it totally makes sense. I am not a fan of retheming stuff just to retheme stuff, but when it makes sense, go for it.
Yeah,
and this makes sense. There was a lot of question about the like people thought they were going to put in, but they thought they were going to do it to Hungry Bear.
Which wouldn't have...
That doesn't make sense.
You'd have to do a lot of work on Hungry Bear to make that make sense. Yeah. Whereas this is like, basically put it's up a new
there.
Sign.
Yeah. It's halfway there. That's the... Duh. Almost there. It's almost there. That was... Boom. It's almost there.
Get
it's,
out.
Okay. Speaking of that area, Fantasmic shows, this news just came out like this weekend. Fantasmic shows have been canceled through February 2nd, and no one really knows why at this point.
They barbecued too many ducks on the pond.
That's not okay.
we watched Fantasmic, and there's a portion of it when the dragon's breathing fire, and like basically the whole rivers of America are on fire. Yeah. And we were sitting beside someone. They're like, "What do you think all the ducks that swim on this think of this? Every night the pond goes on fire, and they keep coming back." And then the one dad was like, "Yeah, where do you think they get the turkey legs from?"
No, I missed that part. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So no one really knows why. So maybe they're doing something. Maybe it's tech something. I don't know. This just opened, like, just reopened, last spring. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And they did a lot of work on the like the submerged barges or whatever that time. Like the rafts to Tom Sawyer's Island, where you had to like loop the entire rivers at the time, and so I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe the dragon broke.
Maybe there's a cast member kind of situation. Maybe they need to move cast members because you do. It's only certain people who do the Fantasmic show, right? So yeah, I don't know. Positive news coming out of Disneyland. We have starting beginning of February. Park hopping has been moved. So right now, till the end of January, it has to be 1 p.m. hop time.
Which has been the case since it...
since park hopping started,
yeah. After COVID.
Yes. Now it's going to be 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. People who are anti-reservation are hoping that this is a sign of reservations going away.
I'm thinking that it won't. I don't think the reservation. I honestly don't think reservations are ever going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They'll have a case where you buy single day or multi day tickets for a specific date, and that'll be your reservation.
Right.
And annual pass holders or magic key holders or whatever they're called at the time will have to book days on their pass.
I don't know if it'll be
park specific. That's might what go away. Like, you'll book, I'm going to go to the Disneyland Resort this day, and you can start in either park, and there's no time on that, but they will limit how many people can do that each day.
I think that's a fair guess. Disney World just did away with, if you're an annual pass holder, because they do annual pass holders, not Magic Keys, after, it's like 4 p.m.?
4.
In the evening, anyway.
They might also do that.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
Especially on, like, less busier days.
Yeah. Like your non-holidays and stuff like that. I could see that going too. And that'll keep them a little happier, but also still do what they want
to
do.
A lot of annual pass holders used to like to go after work.
For supper.
On a whim, and that would allow that to happen. And,
yeah.
And there's capacity for that, so it would be fine.
Yeah. Also part of this change is PhotoPass ride photos will be free to download.
Yeah, so you go on your Space Mountain and you do your little pose and you get your code and you can punch that in.
The ride photos, not the other photos.
So yeah, that's why I was clarifying. It's not Photo Pass, it's just the ride photos.
Yes.
Used to be if you got Genie Plus, you got Photo Pass for free, which would include ride photos and the photographers that were around the park, which is like one of the best parts of Genie Plus.
We think
actually.
So, yeah.
That made me not super upset to pay for Genie Plus because we got lots of good pictures.
We did. And since it's just two of us traveling, we like never get pictures of the two of us together. And yeah, we got some great ones.
Other than selfies.
Which are fun,
yes.
But yes. So, yeah, PhotoPass is like a big selling feature for me for Genie Plus. Mm-hmm. So yes, ride photos will be free beginning of February as part of this change. Main topic? It's holiday time. 2022 is done, and we said we were going to have, like, a little look back and a look forward and chat about our trip a little bit. We've had lots of news, though, so let's, you want to keep it kind of short and straightforward?
Just off the cuff.
Yeah.
2022, mm-hmm. we actually went to Disneyland twice.
It's amazing. It was amazing. Well, first of all, 2022, we got to travel again. This time in 2022, everything was basically shut down again. My first week after Christmas break, they postponed going to school. Like, we had a trip plan in February. We didn't even know if we were going to get to go on. But by the time the trip came around, everything was, like, opening up. And it was crazy. What a difference a year makes.
Yeah, the change in 2022 was pretty crazy. We had a trip booked for New Year's of 2021. Mm-hmm. And that's when everything went through, like, the second big shutdown.
Oh, yeah.
It was...
We had one trip booked that got canceled. And then we made, like... We were going to go to a nearby city and do, like, a mini trip, and then that had to get shut down, like, so we just went home. It was fine. But between New Year's and February,
it started opening back up again. There was still lots of restrictions when we went in February. It was still very stressful because you had to get a test before getting on the plane, and mm-hmm. you had to get a test before coming back. And now... Everything's wide
completely
open.
Yep, completely open. I had to put a mask on entering a passport office last week, and that was the first time.
Oh, really?
And they were, like, standing there handing out masks, and other than, like, the hospital and stuff like that, that is the first time.
Passport? That is so... Mm-hmm. That is random.
Yep. And that was the first time
hospitals,
in months.
Hospitals make perfect sense, but they don't even, like, do it at the dentist's office or the doctor's office anymore.
I don't know. It was interesting. So much so it caught me off guard.
Probably just because it's a federal building.
Yeah, probably.
But still, that's bizarre.
But my point is, like, what a difference, hey?
Mm-hmm.
So we did Disneyland twice. We did Mexico once. We did a trip to Whistler. Just, like, lots of fun. What was your highlight of the trip? Of the year?
The whole year. Well, yeah, just getting on a plane again.
Yeah.
That
getting to travel again.
Getting to travel, yeah. Not the actual plane part, but, like,
mm-hmm.
what that means.
Yes, exactly. Packing a suitcase and, yeah, the whole thing.
I like plane travel, but I also don't like plane travel.
Fair enough.
I'm very tall. It's very uncomfortable.
We had a short layover on the way to Disneyland, and the trip, the first plane ride from our local airport, to there was one of the roughest plane rides I've ever been on, and
it was
rough, terribly
yeah.
motion sick. I was not okay. I kept everything down, but I was feeling and looking very white and green.
Just be glad you weren't on the, like, little mini plane. Although maybe it wouldn't have got rocked as hard by the turbulence. I don't know, but that same route mm-hmm. is the one that I've flown on the little, like, single seater. Tiny prop planes.
No, I don't like it. I wasn't doing okay. I was like, it was not good. I think I indented your arm with my fingernails. I agree. Getting to travel again. But for me, that was Disneyland, of course. But yeah, it was great. As far as our podcast goes, do you have any highlights or any favorites?
I don't really remember.
We had our 100th episode. That was pretty cool.
That was cool. That was on video.
Mm-hmm.
The Valentine's Day episode
last
year was pretty good.
Literally one of my favorites too.
Pretty funny.
New coworker of mine found our podcast and was listening to it. And she was listening to, she said she was listening to Obi-Wan and stuff because she likes Star Wars. And she asked if I had any recommendations, and I recommended Valentine's Day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we should plan a Valentine's Day one. Something. I agree. Those were my two favorites as well. Although I always like doing, you know, Halloween ones, and I like the holiday ones always. What about looking forward to 2023? We talked about how Phase 5 for Marvel, I'm excited to, like, watch that stuff and talk about that stuff.
Well, we got Star Wars content with The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. We just finished Clone Wars, finally.
Like, while we were sick and...
So, Ahsoka is supposed to be on the way, and then, like, a whole bunch of Marvel stuff. Whole bunch.
Yeah, that'll... I'm excited for all of that. We really liked Andor. We never did our Andor episode.
Yeah, that'll come.
Yeah. So, but that was... I'm just thinking of, like, great content that we've been able to see and things like that. And what about 2023? You said travel. We've got a trip to Mexico coming up in February.
A little short one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few days between work.
Yeah, I'm plotting future travel. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It is our 10th anniversary because we're old, old people in the summer. So looking around at warm, relaxing vacations. Yeah,
our plan is to lie on a beach somewhere for a while.
Mm-hmm. We're going to give the Disney stuff a rest this year.
Sad.
No, not that sad.
I'm sad.
My feet are still a little sore.
Well, it's not going to work out any of the vacation days anyway, so it'll be okay. It'll be like a natural break anyway.
Yeah, and let them finish building stuff and
yes,
Universal finish building stuff.
That wasn't in our news. Do we want to just interrupt quickly? You mentioned that they did a soft opening of Nintendo World. We really want to see this, but it's going to probably be a good idea to let it simmer for a bit.
Yeah. Speaking of reservations and things like that, mm-hmm. Universal doesn't have reservations mm-hmm. anymore at all. They did for a little bit at the beginning, and now it's like just a free-for-all until things are sold out. We saw some videos over the Christmas break when Disney was completely blocked for all annual pass holders. And that place was a disaster.
Yeah, so, you know, people who are complaining about reservation system, just watch those videos and then stop complaining about the reservation system.
It was busy at Disneyland, don't get me wrong. Like the difference between April and after Christmas, December was, like,
quite significant.
Especially when things rides were down. You could really feel the people. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, like, uncomfortable sardine can mm-hmm. feeling like that video of Universal. Like, I was shocked.
I would get claustrophobic, actually, in with that many people. I'm so short, and they're all like, you
every single ride was over 150 minute wait.
And we were shocked when that, well, not shocked, but that definitely happened a couple times in Disneyland, but not every single ride.
It was cars
and Rise occasionally.
Rise occasionally, and then like Guardians, actually.
Yeah, Guardians got up there.
But that was when Cars was down.
Yeah, it was mostly because of rides being down, but we're talking like, what did we see, Transformers? Was that like a...
Yeah, that was at 150.
150 minutes.
And Jurassic Park was at 200. And
oh my god, that's crazy.
Mummy was at 200.
And that's like, crazy.
Universal's fine, but none of those rides are worth waiting that long.
No.
Maybe Jurassic Park, maybe. Maybe. But like, ugh.
Yeah, that was crazy. So we're gonna
a new land, mm-hmm. And it looks very, very cool, and I'm very excited to see it. But it's not very big.
No,
so it can't handle the people. Like they'll have time reservations similar to what they did with Avengers Campus
and Galaxy's Edge when that first opened too.
And Galaxy's Edge, like they'll do that at Universal, I'm sure. That's what they're doing for the soft mm-hmm. or the pass holder opening.
Right.
So I'm assuming they'll continue that on for a little bit. But still, it's going to be too busy for a long time.
Yes, I agree. So let's go down the road a little bit. We're going to have we're still going to travel this year, but it'll be a little bit more relaxing travel.
Relaxing, yeah.
And my sister's getting married this year. And so we're going to, that's going to be some mini adventures for me for like a shower and a stay again and stuff like that. So yeah.
I'll stay home.
You will look after the animals.
Yeah. Except for the actual wedding. Yeah. I'll probably go to that, I guess.
Yeah, I think you'll go to that. You have a job.
I guess.
Yeah. You can't see you laughing. Okay, so yeah, but that's kind of looking forward to 2023. Lots of content and some travel and yeah.
Okay, so so that was like the look forward and the look back, mm-hmm. but we went on the trip just mm-hmm. recently. You should probably want to talk about
that. I definitely want to talk about this. And actually next week we're going to talk about something specific about it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so let's
That'll
just
be a
do
quick
like
episode too.
Let's just do like general.
Okay.
I'm dying. First of all, what did you think of all the holiday decorations? 'Cause this was like so exciting to me.
They do definitely go all out on the holiday decorations. Downtown Disney was quite decorated. Disneyland, of course, was like extremely decorated.
Dripping in decorations.
Like Main Street and the castle were absolutely covered. Most of the lands had quite a few.
I took a picture of every holiday, every land's holiday lamppost, if they had one. Like Batuu, of course, didn't decorate for that or anything, but yeah,
they had some life orbs
out. They did
on sale. Yeah, that was Batuu. Anyway, lots of decorations. The trees in both parks are pretty cool.
Yeah,
and going into the Grand Californian was that was very well decorated. It's very suited to being a cozy Christmas decoration. And then they have the giant gingerbread house, which is awesome.
Yeah, we spent some time finding some hidden Mickeys in there, and yeah, that was cool.
Was cool.
And they had Belle a cappella group singers.
Yeah, they had French Belle carolers.
Yeah, they were great.
They were good.
It was very festive. We like went in there, and it was somewhat nice because.
And the roaring fireplace. Very nice.
It suited the holiday season.
Not
so well.
$600 a night for your basic room. Nice, but. You know. You can go visit the lobby. It's
go visit the lobby and go to Storytellers.
Yeah, Storytellers. Okay, so let's start there.
Okay.
Because
that was our first night.
We ate a lot of food on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of what our focus was. We knew it was going to be busy.
Yes.
So we planned ahead to be maybe a little bit more casual.
Although we still did a lot of rides.
That's still a focus of ours. But. Yeah. We did have more reservations, any reservations at all this time for food instead of just, like, having small snacks as we went. And we started with Storytellers, which is an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yep.
Similar to Goofy's Kitchen
that
we went to last time. That was our only reservation, and that was on an off day. In the evening, they don't have the characters. They do have a character dining in for brunch.
Yes. Breakfast and brunch, but not supper.
But not supper, because it's, like, a little more elevated.
Yeah.
The food quality was, like, way better than Goofy's Kitchen.
Yeah, because the focus was...
Not that Goofy's Kitchen was, like, horrible, but I did kind of feel a little greasy gross after eating
it. Right, yeah.
Whereas Storytellers was, like, really, really good. Like...
That kind of food should... Like, it is shocking that was on a buffet.
Yeah.
That quality.
There was... like some of the best prime rib I've ever had.
And you've had a lot of prime rib.
And it was the holidays, so they also had a turkey carving station.
That was crazy good.
And that was like literally some of the best turkey I've ever had.
On a buffet. How does that
like,
even make sense?
Like it was like perfectly roasted and like the skin had the best seasoning.
It was so good.
Anyway, Storytellers, it's quite expensive, but go there hungry. And you get your money's worth.
Yeah, they said all I can eat, and I held them to it. I feel like you said, if you're going hungry, you're getting good bang for your buck if you can eat. And we can eat, and we did eat. And it was, like you said, we really lucked out. They weren't advertising that they had any holiday menu items still on there, but they did, and it was great.
Yeah, they had some leftover turkey or something, because they did have, they had a special, because that was Boxing Day that we went.
Yes.
December 26th.
Yeah.
That we went. And on Christmas Day, they actually had a special Storytellers dinner that was like $30. Like, it was almost double the price.
Right.
And I think we just got like whatever they had left after that.
They might have, honestly. But it was really, really good.
Yeah.
I was a major fan of Storytellers. And the detail in there, the ambiance is great. It is still Disney, but it's like... really understated Disney, and of course the focus on storytelling was like really near and dear to my heart. I got like misty-eyed. It was really
cool. And they had like covers of Disney songs with a fiddle.
Yeah, Wilson and Olsen were like, wait a minute. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
and it was very, we're watching the carolers, and then we went to have this big dinner, and the dinner was delicious, and then we like went and sat by the fire. It was just a lovely evening.
Okay, well, let's stay on the food theme.
Mm-hmm.
Storytellers was great.
Yeah.
What were our other two big reservations?
We did Lamplight Lounge, because we did one in DCA, and then we did one in Disneyland. So we did Lamplight Lounge, not our first day, but our next day, and that was, like, really cool. We had it timed, so it was kind of like sunset, and we, like, went in just at, like, late afternoon and left in the evening, and that was the day that you started feeling poorly.
Yeah,
so you were, like, we had a very loungy kind of dinner.
I was definitely That was my... So this illness is like round two. It's mm-hmm. something different.
Yeah.
But I was slightly sick at Disneyland, and that day was probably the worst.
Yeah, like, you were, we were totally manageable and things like that, but we were very content to, like, let's sit here and, like, watch the ambiance and stuff for over a nice big
great.
Dinner.
It was great being there before sunset and through sunset. Mm-hmm. Like, it worked out pretty well. We were seated in the outdoor patio that's, like, right at water level.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at, like, where World of Color is, and you see the Lamplight Lounge, there's a little seating area mm-hmm. down there, and it's like right on the water level. And during sunset, they're preparing World of Color, and so you get to watch all the pumps and the sprinklers and stuff mm-hmm. like rising out of the water, and
while they've got the boats and going around.
There's the boat going around testing. It was pretty cool, and they actually shot off some of the water a couple times just like to test it. So that, like, if you're looking. Look up when sunset-ish is.
Yeah.
I think we had a pretty early reservation. It was like 4:45 right. or something.
Something like that. We were trying to get, like, still during busy afternoon where we could, like, hide from the crowds a little bit. We didn't even know it was going to be as busy as
it was. Or maybe it was 3:40. I can't remember. But it was
around
pretty
then.
Early.
Yeah. But look up when sunset is, because, of course, that is a moving target. And if you can time it to be, like, slightly before that... So, and then we left and the lights were on. It was gorgeous.
Yeah,
we
turned out really...
We watched them turn the lights on the pier.
It turned out really well, and the food there was really good.
Food was great, and had some nice drinks. That was fun. We did have some of the things from their festive menu. I was pretty excited about that. but yeah, you liked the food there as well?
Yeah, the lobster nachos, mm-hmm. which have been recommended by many people, are... very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even a huge lobster fan, but they're just like kind of creamy,
right?
Nice topping. You don't like seafood, so
no.
You picked around them, but
I picked around them, and they were fine. Obviously, I don't need to get them again, but I wasn't like, I just didn't eat the chunks of lobster. But like the cream stuff was good, and
very
like, the
very
sauce
good.
And
then the non holiday thing that was really good was the bao.
Oh yes.
They're like bao tacos.
Yeah, those
instead
were really
of,
good.
Instead of tortillas, it's a bao bun. But it's like a taco. Yeah, anyway, that was really good.
Those were really good. And then I had, well, we kind of shared everything. And then we also had like the holiday kind of, it was like a meal with
braised beef
or
something.
Yeah, it was really good anyway. And then we had drinks. But so everything there was really good. But like you said, those bao things, I like those better than the nachos.
Well, they were fantastic.
Yeah. So, and that's something you get all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah, good cocktails. I had a gin something or other.
Yeah, I had, well, I had a holiday one. It had eggnog and stuff. I really loved the, like, it was really cool sitting out there. I did like a little wander through inside, and I loved the hallway that was like, had the signatures from the Pixar.
Yeah, so the outdoor patio is very nice ambiance for like a couple, mm-hmm. but if you had kids, you probably want to be inside, because there's a lot of cool stuff to look at. There's the one booth that has the Hot Wheel
really
cars
cool.
in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's lots of cool stuff on the walls mm-hmm. inside too. So if you're inside, you're missing out on the view of the park.
Yeah.
But you got a cool view inside.
You basically
cool
don't
restaurant.
Have a bad seat, is our point.
It's a cool restaurant.
It is a cool restaurant. I'm really glad we did it. That was super fun. Definitely, if you're there, go to the bathroom. Because the hallway to the bathroom that had all the signatures and stuff was really cool. And I like that they just bring you coasters. Now they brought you, like, a bunch of coasters.
Yeah, like they used to do at Oga's. Now they don't have coasters there at all anymore.
No. Yeah, we had a bunch from Oga's our last trip. Okay, so that was this. We had a reservation for Oga's the same night. So I know we were talking restaurant and food, but let's just, while we're talking reservations, what do we think of that? We did get to sit down this time.
We did, because we had a reservation instead of a walk-up.
Yep.
We were seated at a table of, like, what was it, 8 teenagers?
Yeah, they were late teens, early 20s, and I felt so bad for them.
Well, they had to have at least been 21, because they were all drinking.
Oh, that's true, they were all drinking, yeah.
Or most of them were drinking. Mm-hmm. So they must have been, like, 21.
Yeah, because
they
were...
seemed very young.
They were very, like, not sure about alcohol. As well. Like, some were drinking and some weren't, and I heard them like talking about how like expensive alcohol was in the parks, and so this was obviously not a common occurrence thing.
They were saying how it was very cool that it was so themed, and
yes,
like, all the restaurants
really
should be that themed. So but they were still like definitely Generation Z types. Like,
and I hang out with teenagers every day, and I was like, oof.
So I mostly turned around and watched DJ Rex.
Yeah, which was totally fine. Yeah. They were very nice, yeah. But I felt bad for, like, crashing their party.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of more
because we got sat there. I was like, well, that's not our fault.
Yeah, like, and they were, like, some of them were, like, on some sports team because they had to get up early for practice. They were talking about it, and they were definitely, like, having a night, and then they were nice. But, yeah, I felt a little bad for them. But, so there is that. But, yeah, it was fine. It served us well because we got to turn around and, like, look at everything from a different angle. It was very cool. Drinks are great. I got
Yub Nub.
Yes, I got a Yub Nub with the souvenir glass that I didn't even know they had anymore. They must have gotten them in again.
They got them in again, and you got your Yub Nub.
Yes, I did, and I was very excited about it. So excited about it.
I did get the Fuzzy Tauntaun, which you had gotten before.
I really like that. I almost had another one, but
I didn't. That's a one-time drink for me. It was it was cool. It tasted fine, and it was like, it was weird. It was very spicy. Like, yeah. I highly recommend, like, if you're gonna have one drink at Ogo's, that would be a good one
because it's so alien.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had the Jedi mind trick, and that was awesome.
That was like a strong drink. What was in there?
It's vodka, and blue curacao, and then this other thing, which is like a Jamaican syrup liqueur.
Oh, that sounds good.
So, but it was very strong. Like, there's three types of liquor in it. It's not quite martini size, but like basically.
Okay.
But like a nice fruity martini type of
thing.
Would
I like it?
Yeah, I think you would.
I think I had a little sip and I thought it tasted too strong, but you think I'd like it if I was sitting and sipping it?
Yeah, if you sip at like the first sip, you're like, whoa, that's a lot of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then like your taste buds slowly burn off.
Yeah,
and then it's like, you do like this drink. That's why it's the Jedi Mind. You do like it.
Oh, okay. Yes. Very nice.
And then, like, the Fuzzy Tauntaun and then the Night Flower drink, which neither of us had this time, but I had
the last
time. Is also, like, very good.
Yeah.
Weird, because it comes with the little candied flower on it.
That's
cool. Very weird.
That's cool. I'm a fan of if you go there, you have something weird. Because I had the Yub Nub, like, it tastes really good. It doesn't taste that alien. You're paying for the glass, basically.
Yeah.
And I was very good with that. My drink was delicious.
It's a fruity rum.
Yeah, totally.
Daiquiri, basically.
Absolutely delicious. But it's not, it doesn't taste super alien.
And they did have a new thing on the menu. Was the sampler platter.
Yeah.
That had, four of the drinks and a little bit of food to go
with it.
That's
cool.
Which is pretty good if you haven't been there before either. So.
Or if you can't really make up your mind, or if like two of you want to share something or something like that. It was very good.
Some of the teens shared one
of
those.
Yes, they did.
And
it
seemed like pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
So yeah, Ogo's was fun.
I loved Ogo's. I go to Ogo's every time. I love Ogo's. It's so good.
I might go to Ogo's again and maybe just have the one drink.
Fair enough.
It does get a little spendy.
It does. I only had the one, but because I had it in like the really fancy glass.
Yes, yours was like cost of three drinks or
exactly.
Whatever. But you could go there and have one alcoholic and one non-alcoholic.
Yes.
They have a decent menu of non-alcoholic.
That's true.
Beverages
that I would actually like to try because they sound really
good.
They
are much cheaper.
Yeah. So I think maybe that is something we could do. Yep, or do something like share the platter, because that would be a little bit more cost-effective as well, or something
but,
like that.
Yeah, no, Ogo's is awesome.
Ogo's is great. So our other meal item, our other reservation, was actually for New Year's Eve. And we booked, this worked out really well, because we booked it far before we saw the weather forecast.
Yeah, it worked out sort of okay, and also not, but yes, it worked out well.
We went to Blue Bayou. And we were there New Year's Eve. We, again, did, like, a late afternoon-ish kind of reservation. And when we got there, said we'd be willing to sit by the water. We'd be willing to wait in order to sit by the water. Wait, what, 15 minutes, maybe?
Yeah.
If.
Which was nice, because it was starting to sprinkle.
Yeah.
Then, and I sat, my feet were sore, and I sat down in the little lobby area that's covered.
Yeah. And actually, the very nice man, the host, I guess, when he's like, okay, but you have to wait in the lobby. I was like, oh no, we have to wait where it's sheltered and warm.
Yeah, I think that bless the people that do that job, because they're standing there and people come up to them asking for walk-ups. Like we were sitting there and it was like constant, and they have to have a smile on their face and then they might book someone for a walk-up and then they'll leave.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I just... Nah. So yeah, no.
Absolutely.
Sitting waiting in the lobby was perfect.
Yeah, it was totally great. And then we went. We got to sit waterside. And what did you think of Blue Bayou? Because I've been before. You never have. But I've been once, and it was a very, very long time ago.
So the ambiance is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see the pirate boats going by. And it was extra cool because people were like, it hadn't started pouring yet. Mm-hmm. We'll get to New Year's Eve talk after. But it hadn't started pouring yet, so people were still very festive. They had started handing out the party hats.
While we were in there, we could see because all of a sudden.
All of a sudden there was boats filled with party hats and people were like really excited.
Yeah.
And they're like waving and cheering and tipping
yelling
their hats.
Yelling Happy New Year.
At the people in the restaurant, so that was pretty fun. And then the special for New Year's Eve, because they had a one night only special, and we actually both ordered that.
Yeah, we because they had a holiday menu, but then they had the New Year's Eve special, and you were kind of humming and hawing because.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing really actually struck me on the evening menu. Mm-hmm. I was in the mood for jambalaya.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, and they don't have that on the dinner menu
for the holidays.
No, they just don't have it on the dinner menu anymore. Mm. The dinner menu is completely different than the lunch menu now.
Yes.
You don't get your Monte Cristo, you don't get your jambalaya if you go for dinner.
Right.
So whatever. But the braised beef short ribs, they were called short ribs. They didn't have bones in them.
No.
They were boneless ribs.
Yes.
But it was really, really good.
It was so good. And I have heard that as of late, Blue Bayou it's expensive, but you go for the ambiance and the food is like, it's okay. This was like,
no, it was
so good.
Yeah. it had coq au vin sauce on it, and the sauce was like, literally, I could eat it with a spoon.
Yeah, like it was so good.
And usually you say, okay, sauce is good, you can't actually eat it. Like, I could have eaten this with a spoon.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was like, just put some noodles in it and call it a soup.
Yeah,
like, it was so
I'm here
good.
For it. that was really good. We had, we did have starters. I had chicken gumbo and you had scallops. And then we shared dessert. We shared dessert. And everything was really, really tasty. I had a non-alcoholic drink there. It was really good. I had a Gluck cube in it. And it was the holiday julep. It was cranberry. And it was really good. Everything was really good.
I had non-alcoholic drink as well. It was like Louisiana lemonade.
Yeah,
it was very good.
And now we have glow cubes brought home. So overall, what did you think about your Blue Bayou experience? Because we did say this was like going to be a not very often. This is like a special occasion.
It was great for New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say as I'd be like rushing to go back
because it's an experience.
I think Lamplight for food quality and everything was probably the nicer place.
Okay.
Even though I did really like the short ribs, I don't know. Between the two, I would say I would go back to Lamplight first.
Would you be more thinking of, if you did Blue Bayou again, maybe like go in for lunch a little less?
Yeah.
Any, maybe different menu.
Lunch is a little cheaper and they got a little bit more good Cajun food on it,
right,
which is what I was kind of after. But yeah, I don't know. I also kind of just like mobile ordering quick food most of the time anyway.
That's true. And there was a lot of that we didn't get to do. So our other reservation, our other reservation was actually at Knott's Berry Farm. And we did the plaza of the plaza. We didn't get to do plaza chicken because we were going to Knott's Berry Farm. And we did the fried chicken there.
So good.
So good. And that was literally, we're going to go and we're just going to eat a ridiculous amount of chicken. And we did that. So other food items, we did the festival.
The mac and cheese fest.
Yeah. Basically, everything we had was excellent. We didn't have everything there, but we basically had all the mac and cheese, and then we had
the two sliders.
Yep, the two sliders. Oh, and the impossible meatloaf.
And the impossible meatloaf.
Yeah.
And they were all good.
They were all good. No complaints. Some of the things, like, I'm such a mac and cheese fan, it's not even funny.
Did you get any of the drinks other than the Wakanda one?
No.
I thought you got one of the I don't remember, but yeah, we also got the Wakanda drink.
Yes.
Which was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I like the taste of it, and it was a cool color.
Yes, that one felt good.
Didn't get any food from the Wakanda booth, though.
No, we just had the drink. We were, like, in a mood to sit and have a drink, and so we had that. Other drinks we had were at Pim's on day one. We also had, the soup, the chicken enchilada soup from, and had a drink there on the first night, and you had to wait a long time. And there was like a holiday sandwich with that too.
Yeah, that was just the Pacific Wharf.
Pacific Wharf, that's what it was.
Soup in a bread bowl.
Yeah, and that one was part of their holiday menu, though, I think.
Yes, I think it was. It was spicy chowder or something.
Yeah. And
corn chowder. I don't know. It was delicious, though.
Yeah, and the ham sandwich was really good, too.
It hit the spot because it was drizzling that day as well.
Yeah. And, but yeah, that was basically our food we had. And then, you know, you had your blue milk. I had green milk. I had one Dole Whip. You had one blue milk. Because it was, those are frozen things, and it was raining.
It was. It was indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, overall, let's keep it, overall, our most ridden attraction this time was Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Last time it was Guardians. Our biggest difference in attraction count was we rode Indiana Jones far fewer times. This time?
It was down a lot.
A lot. Yep.
Including one time when we were in the queue, it broke down.
Yes, it was.
And we sat there for a good half hour.
Yeah.
Just in the room with with the video playing.
So much so that when they turned it off, people cheered.
And then they turned it, like, when the ride started up again, they turned it on and said, you have to watch it one more time.
And they're like, I can quote it. Can I just say it? Speaking of ride breakdowns, we had a super cool ride breakdown.
We did.
On our last day.
We lucked out pretty well. Rise was up and down a lot.
Yes.
And we got in the lineup when it reopened. So we got like a pretty deep, it was only like, I don't know, 35 minutes or
something like that. Yeah.
Pretty good wait time for Rise because it was super busy all the time. But we got on there. We got through the pre-show and we got loaded in our prison cell and et cetera, et cetera. And we're on the trackless ride and we get to the big AT-AT room and get in the elevator to go up and it don't go up.
No, it don't.
They actually have some dialogue in-character dialogue about like if there's a temporary pause, it's like, get that elevator working, come on, R7 or whatever. Like I thought that was super cool.
That was great.
But they couldn't get it working again and the lights came on and a very dejected cast member came on over the intercom shutting down and all, because like it had been up and down all day, we got walked off Rise and like through the back rooms and we saw
like
where,
they come and they everyone needs to put their phones away. Yeah, you're not stand here and you need to follow.
No behind the scenes pictures allowed. Yeah. It's just in the head.
That was so cool.
They had big signs in the back hallways, which of course are not themed, obviously. Right. But they have big stickers like Imperial personnel only through this door because that like leads to where the prisoners are marshaled into their prison cell and then like this is for the rebel or the resistance,
yeah,
whatever. Like that was super cool and you got to see all this stuff with all the lights on and
yeah, like walking through some of the rooms and stuff. It was cool.
It was very cool.
It was very cool.
And we got a free high end fast pass for like you could use it on Rise or Cars. Like the high end a la carte Lightning Lane as part of it. So we rode Rise again.
Yeah.
Later that day in like 2 seconds because.
During some of the busiest part of the day, we're like, I don't know, let's go walk on Rise, I guess. And we did. And it was great.
I would say Rise had, like, you do have to pay for it. It's an a la carte. It has the best Lightning Lane.
Yes.
Queue because it takes you right to the pre show.
Yeah. Like, that was crazy. I couldn't believe, like, we were on it so fast. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the pre-show, and then you're there, and that's it.
If you have the money, and you're there for one day, and that's a must-ride for you, spend the money.
It should be a must-ride. The only bummer was we rode Rise, like, 3.5 times.
Yeah.
And for the 2.5, well, we didn't get that quite that far on the half, but the ending part with Kylo Ren when the ship gets shot and there's like a air decompression part, it was broken.
Yes. So we saw B-roll for that, yeah, basically. And that was kind of cool seeing it once, but it was like, it's obviously cooler doing it the other way.
It's a very cool effect, and it is kind of a bummer if that was your only ride on it to not even know. Like, I don't know if you'd even know if it was...
I don't know if you would, because the way it's done, like, is kind of pretty cool.
It's cool, but yeah.
It's so much cooler knowing the other one. So I'm glad we got to see that.
And BB-8 was broken in the pre-show most of the time.
But so it's hard to say, because they obviously have like B mode. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, don't know what was broken and what was just part of B mode, right? Because if they flip the switch over to that, then you just go on that, right? But yeah, so of the other times, we did ride it one time with everything working. And yeah, that's such a good ride. Such a good ride. That was really cool. And then another really cool experience was, again, on our last day, you got a free ride on Matterhorn.
Yeah, that was cool. We were just walking around, and I think we were headed to Lightning Lane for something in Tomorrowland.
Space.
And I was like, hey, I think that single rider at Matterhorn will work out really well right now.
Yeah.
And yes, there was no one else in the single rider line.
It was crazy.
At all. We went right to the front and got thrown on a couple trains.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I happened to get thrown on a train with three off-duty cast members. And all the on-duty cast members were giving them a really hard time, pull that yellow tab, come on. And then after our ride was done, they did the thing where they shift the track over and moved us aside and let another train go in front, and then asked everyone in the train if they wanted to go again. And I was like, yes, I do.
Yeah, so I was shoved on the train before you, and so I'm like getting off, and I see Brad. He's like, all of a sudden he moves and then waves at me and then goes around again. I was like, oh, you lucked out.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And the other really cool personal proud thing that we did was the one evening that we actually had a good last hour.
It was our first night
of rides. We did Space Mountain three times in a half an hour.
Yes, we did. And we got off and did the walk and everything.
Because it was like, oh, okay, we'll end with Space Mountain tonight. And we went there, and it was 10:31, or 11:31, sorry. And the wait time said 35 minutes. And I was like, I bet it's not 35 minutes. I bet we could do this twice.
Yeah.
And no, it was not 35 minutes. You walked on.
It took you 10 minutes to walk through the queue thing.
It took, that's a long queue to walk through.
Yeah. Because they had the whole thing still set up.
We got there, and I looked at my watch, and I'm like, well, we can definitely do this twice. I think we can do it three times. You're like, no way, no way.
This is impossible.
No way. So we did it around again, and got on, and you're like, no, there's no way, there's no way.
Yeah.
And
absolutely no way.
We got around, and we had 4 minutes to get back into the queue. And that walk's actually not that far. Like, I thought it was farther from the exit to the entrance. It's actually not that bad. Yeah, we made it plenty of time.
Yeah, it was 2 minutes.
Plenty of time.
And that last time, they were putting everyone through the fast pass side, finally. But,
so, yeah, we had to walk a lot less, because they're like, get out of here, you yahoos.
So that was really good. Really nice personal experience for me was on our last day again. We, R2 and I had a little conversation. I was wearing, I like doubled my ear collection.
Yes, that should have been your nerd thing. Oh my goodness. We escaped without buying any lounge fly.
True. That's true.
But did buy a pair of ears every single day.
Except the last day, I bought a spirit jersey that day. I didn't buy ears that day, remember?
Right. I got ears.
You
instead.
Got ears.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was wearing the big Ahsoka ears. They were brand new, and they're like, they have the head,
got the head tentacles, and also Mickey ears. It's like Ahsoka's going to Disneyland.
Exactly.
Is the idea.
Yeah, exactly. And I was wearing them on the last day because you had you got ears and you were wearing your Boba Fett ears, and so we were like, oh, this is fun. Our last day we'll both have Star Wars ears and going around and everything. And we were in Galaxy's Edge and you were drinking blue milk. Actually, I think it was after we got walked off Rise, and we were just kind of hanging out. And all of a sudden, we see Chewie and R2 and are hanging out by the Falcon. Well, actually, we saw them come up, first of all. We saw R2, first of all.
So, going back a little bit, we rode Splash Mountain twice that morning.
Oh, yes, that's true.
We did the mountain challenge successfully. We did do the mountain challenge successfully, which was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then after that, the sun was a little bit out. It was supposed to be a nice day. I was like, well, let's ride Splash Mountain one more time, even though I'm like kind of tired of being wet from, from New Year's. Well, that's fine. Like, we didn't get wet on the first ride. It's probably fine. Unfortunately, they were asking for two people when we were near the front, and they shoved us right in the front. Yeah. So we both got absolutely drenched.
Totally soaked.
And the sun was out, so that was okay. But my feet were wet again, and that's just a miserable experience.
After having been wet for, like, days.
So I was like, I need to go sit down in the sun, and we found the only sun in Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
Which was sitting kind of, like, right by the Falcon.
Yeah.
To go dry my feet.
Yes. That worked out really well, though, because all of a sudden, R2 comes through, and he's looking for someone who can help fix the Falcon and stuff, and Chewie comes walking through the crowd.
Yeah, they brought R2 out from the side door to go, like, behind the fence with the Falcon, and then, yeah, you had Rey and Chewie working on the Falcon, and R2 was, like, patrolling and all that, and you were up there taking pictures, and then all of a sudden, R2 freaks out.
And comes running over in his helper. Says, oh, he says he recognized you because I had big Ahsoka ears on. And I said, oh, well, you know, we had this little boy. And it made him dance. He was doing his little dance and his beeping. And I was, like, beside myself. It was really cool.
Very cool.
So that was really fun. We did see Mando and Grogu as well.
Well, we saw, the first day, we saw Boba Fett just as he was leaving.
That's right.
And that was kind of cool. I think we saw Boba Fett in April as well.
Just from a distance.
But we, on our last day when we were getting off Rise, there was some rumor that because, like, it had been raining off and on all week, and they haven't they can't bring out the characters, especially, like, the fancy ones,
right,
like Mando, when it's gonna rain. So there, the cast members were kind of talking about it a little bit. Like, they saw our ears even in tomorrow, like, at rope drop that day. They were kind of talking about it, and yeah, sure enough, we like, I think he had just come out, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, the crowd started to form after that. But we got up nice and close to Mando and got to see the animatronic Grogu.
It was so cute. Oh, my goodness.
Super cute. Like,
yeah.
That's a really cool character. Like, it looks
like Grogu.
It looks
it's
like
Grogu.
It's part of the film, like, set. Like, I don't know.
So good. Yeah, and he was walking, and we kind of, like, just kind of, like, went beside him for a little bit, and then the crowd was getting busy.
Yeah.
So we got our pictures, and obviously, he wasn't posing or anything, but
no, he was just wandering around and, like,
introducing
people to Grogu.
Yeah,
and being a proud dad.
Yeah, it was so cute. And we saw Vader.
Yeah.
And that's a very uncommon one.
Vader was hanging out at the launch bay. I think you could go in there for a photo.
Maybe.
I think. I don't
that
know.
It was hard to figure out.
I don't
out.
Know. I don't understand how the launch bay thing works, but they were doing the marching band actually did a Star Wars concert on the banister of launch bay.
Right, while we were walking by. So we, like, stopped and watched that, and Vader came out.
Vader was like, yeah, this is my jam.
So that was all really cool. Those were, like, some really fun highlights. So this is already a long episode, and we're going to talk about something specific about it next week, but let's, like, mention a little bit. It rained every day.
It rained almost every day.
Almost every day. It did spit a little bit every day.
Yeah.
Or drizzled. So that, and it was really, really crowded, and there were lots of rides down. However, this was kind of surprising to you, actually. Like, I keep track of every ride we do, and we had almost the exact same amount as we did in April.
We did a lot more smaller rides.
True.
We took long breaks in the middle of the day, where we kind of would just sit and try and dry off and stuff like that. The only really, really bad rain day was New Year's Eve.
Yes. And that was, it was raining during the day. It poured at night, but then we had a little break, which was probably really good for, like, the mental well-being, quite frankly. And crowds and things.
20 minutes on Pirates. That's
that was really. So it started to rain a lot, and we rode Pirates twice.
Yeah, Pirates was a walk on, and you're in there, you're nice inside.
Oh, it's dry.
I literally rang out my socks.
Yeah, you did.
On Pirates.
And then I was like, that's a good idea. Should we do this again? And then I did the second time. And yeah, walk on. We clearly had a row to ourselves. Okay, before you're like, that's gross. Actually, we had a boat almost to ourselves. There was like another couple up at the front. It was a walk on. We looped it. What happened was it was right around like the 9 o'clock mark when they were doing the first countdown. Most people left after that.
And fair enough.
Yeah, it was absolutely pouring, and so there seemed like there were lots of people. They were there for that, and then they left. So the park got quite quiet, especially for New Year's, obviously. It was supposed to stay up until 2. They actually closed it at 1 because of the rain, and they weren't able to do a lot of the things they had hoped to do. But yes, we rode Pirates twice. You even were like, you headed straight for Small World at a point. You're like, 20 minutes inside. All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
But that did backfire.
Yeah, no, Small World seemed like a good idea. It was a terrible idea because those boats go outside. Each and every single seat was absolutely a puddle. Like, you're sitting in a puddle. So that was not the best. And but I will say, Holiday Small World is, like, way, way better than regular Small World.
I loved Holiday Small World. I had never seen that, and I loved it. It was so good.
It's amazing what breaking up that horrible song for 10 minutes straight will do. Like,
I love Small World.
Throw in a little bit of Jingle Bells.
Yeah, it was great.
And they have a couple Christmas songs throughout.
Yeah.
And it helps a lot.
I
like the ride's not that much different. They have a couple Christmas decorations.
No, they have like quite a few Christmas decorations. They completely changed some of the scenes.
Yeah.
I love Original Small World. I think I love Holiday Small World more.
Like, it is much,
really good.
It is much better.
Speaking of other good holiday things, we also rode while it was raining Haunted Mansion. Not twice like Pirates. we rode Holiday Haunted Mansion a lot.
Yeah, a fair bit.
Yeah, that was one of our highest rides, actually. Well, in, like, our top five or whatever.
I still say regular Haunted Mansion's better.
I do, too.
They did a very, very good job of the overlay and like, absolutely everything's different.
Yep. So, Haunted Mansion's one of my favorites. Original is better. Like, I do like it more. I was expecting to like it. The overlay, I loved it. It was so good.
No, it's really, 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 really well done.
So it rained a lot. We did Pirates twice during the day when it was raining like heavily but not pouring. We actually did the trifecta on Grizzly River Run when we were in DC.
Yeah, we did a triple. We did a triple header on Grizzly River Run.
It was a walk on.
It was a walk on, and it was kind of drizzling, and you don't get that wet on Grizzly River Run.
No, anyway. And we were dressed for rain, so we're like, hey, well.
And it was warm. That was a warm day. It was like drizzling, but warm. Whereas like New Year's Eve.
No, that was New Year's Eve.
Oh, it was New Year's
Eve. But it was during the day.
During the day. Oh, and then we changed our socks, and that was okay.
Yes.
It was warm during the day. At night, it was cold.
Yes, it got cold. Like, it's the temperature steadily dropped and ended up pouring. It was quite fun being there. People were still dressed up. I loved, like, the adults on the Midnight Countdown playing with the bubble wands and stuff.
Bubbles!
And, like, dancing around and stuff. We can talk about that more in the next episode as well. But it was definitely, it rained a lot. We were wet.
Yeah.
Soaked through.
And it
and chilly. Which is saying something for Canadians to say California.
And normally the benefit you have if it's like a bad weather day is that the crowds will be thinned out. Mm-hmm. But because there's no annual pass holder contingent and it's all single day tickets that have been booked for a long time, it didn't really affect the crowds that much. Everything was still really busy. In fact, the rides were probably more busy because you don't have people wanting to walk around.
Yeah. For like the whole
thing. And there's no like shows to go to or anything like that. So, that was kind of a bummer, but...
Yeah, and like you said, we did other little things. Like, we rode Casey Jr., and we did Tom Sawyer's Island, and we, like, did those kinds of things that we wouldn't have normally been, like... Or we maybe would have done, but it was wouldn't have been a priority. Yeah. We rode every ride in DCA that, like... like, the Golden Zephyr in the rain.
We've now officially ridden every ride in DC.
Yes.
We didn't ride them all this trip.
Because we didn't ride Jesse's Carousel.
We didn't ride the carousel, and we didn't ride the Mickey's Wheel of Death.
That's because it was like an over-hour lineup for it, and I'm like, no, thank you.
It was always very, very lined up.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it closed early for World of Color every night.
Yes.
So, yeah, we didn't get to that one. I was going to get you on like a non-swinging
yes,
one.
That was the intent.
We almost did, but they had closed the line.
like two people in front of where we were going to be. We saw people go on and we were like headed. And but we, in the first night when it was kind of drizzly, we rode all these outdoor rides because they were all walk-ons, like the swings and or the Silly Symphony swings and the Golden Zephyr and the Jump Jellyfish.
The swing in the rain was actually pretty fun.
That was
I wasn't tired of being wet at that point.
No, that was the first day. Yeah. So it was fine. We were like dancing in the rain and taking pictures and... Yeah.
We did get a lot of good pictures as well.
Yeah, you did really well with the reflection in the rain pictures. Anyway, anything else to like wrap up here?
Rain aside, I think New Year's Eve at Disneyland is actually like a solid activity.
Yeah, I agree.
It seems like they put on a pretty good show. It was obviously quite muted due to the monsoon downpour. Like
they had flood warnings.
Like Southern California, you could make fun of them being scared of rain, but like that was a lot of rain for once. So, like, yeah, it was, it impacted things, like, significantly, and it was still fun.
It was still fun, and it's, like, a really cool experience. We got to say, like, remember the year that we were there for that.
But, like, you got your stereotypical Times Square type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas is really big for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Obviously, and I would say Disneyland's, like, in the same ballpark as like a big crowd where you're having fun. I would like to go back there and like do the actual experience sometime in a long time.
That's fair. The problem is we'll always have to travel for it and you can't control the weather. Like who knows?
No, obviously, yeah. But like the odds that it's going to be a downpour in Southern California.
Not super high.
Like it is a little bit wetter in December, January, but
not like this.
So
anyway, I totally agree. I would love to do that again. I love Disney at the holidays. I love Disneyland, period. Loved it at the holidays. It was like, it wasn't what was intended, but it was still such a cool way to bring in the new year. And like, I don't know, I love the atmosphere of it and I was excited and it was just, it was awesome. I loved it. Really good Christmas present, Brandon.
Yay.
I think that's going to be our show for this week.
Sounds good
before
to
you
me.
Lose your voice again.
Yeah, my throat's getting sore again.
So contact us on our social media or through our website to chat or suggest trivia or just say hi. We're not doing any trivia this week, but that is our show. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of our show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can also find a link there to our social media accounts. We are currently on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, kind of on Twitter. Twitter still up?
Oh, yeah. My DMs are broken, but...
Maybe don't message us there. Message us on Instagram. You can also find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. We would really appreciate a rating or review on any of those, especially Apple Podcasts, because, you know, algorithms and whatnot. But really, a happy little 5-star review would be a great way to start the new year. Start 2023.
Yay.
Next episode, we're going to continue talking about our trip, but specifically some conversations about when plans go awry at Disneyland.
And like managing disappointment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't change everything.
It's tough because like you plan these trips and...
Things don't always work out.
Not everything's going to be 100% perfect, even though you're spending a lot of money. So, yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Because we still had a great time, and not everyone who was there did. So, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Pull that yellow tab, come on.